from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's that time of a Monday where we talk showdown, all things not Pittsburgh related. So we are going Ron likes that one. So, Joe, I'm going to begin with you. The other night at the Riverhounds game, there was a costly turnover in stoppage time. What did you make of the play, and why did it have to happen that way, and what was a 2-2 draw?
Now Bob's going to make a mockery of the show.
No, I'm just kidding.
A segment that he's been doing for years.
Right.
Bob, we just had Charlie Batch walk over to us, and he said he wouldn't come on the air because of you. I'm wondering what's happening between you two.
I have no idea what that means. Nothing.
I'm only kidding.
All right, so here we go.
Paul is reading his phone.
Some of these
and is
things.
Very disengaged.
Yes.
Batch did not say anything bad about Bob. He loves Bob.
He loves Bob.
All right.
We were actually talking about golf, actually.
Good. We'll get into that later. But first, I'm going to begin with this, Joe and Paul. We'll start with who in year number two will make the biggest jump for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Will it be Keanu Benton? Will it be Joey Porter Jr.? Will it be Broderick Jones? Or will it be Nick Herbig?
Stop right
you
there.
You can put
Bob.
Corey Trice in this if you want, but I don't know if I...
I'm putting him anywhere right now. Keanu Benton is a star waiting to happen. That dude is a freak. He showed it last year. He showed it in brief intervals so far this year. I think he is all pro potential. Paul?
I would say I'm going to go with Keanu Benton. I mean, we've heard a lot about him. We've heard him showing up, you know, at camp. So he feels like he's going to be a guy that's going to make plays. I think he's going to have an opportunity to do some things. I'm not quite sold on Broderick Jones yet, especially based on what we saw.
Wait, did I say Benton?
Yes.
Okay. I thought, judging by Paul's answer, that maybe I said the wrong name.
No. You said I did. I was. You asked me my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Bob did technically.
Okay. All right, so we have two Keanu Bentons. All right,
yes.
Let me ask you this then. Nick Herbig has shown every time he's on the field something good happens, and I know he's behind guys like Highsmith and Watt, but how do you get him on the field more?
Trade Alex Highsmith in the Aiyuk deal, and thank you for asking, Bob.
Okay. I mean, if that doesn't happen, my thing is, if it doesn't happen, how do you do it? Because you'd have to reduce some of the snaps for either of those other guys. It is a long season, and they do take snaps off here and there.
Give 5 of T.J. Watt's snaps and 5 of Alex Highsmith's snaps that you normally would give them. Give them to Herbig. That way you give them a little bit of rest so that in weeks 15, 16, 17, they're still a little bit more fresh.
Yeah, I think this takes care of itself, Bob, honestly. I mean, if T.J. Watt and Highsmith both have an injury-free year, I'd be shocked, first of all. Highsmith is already battling something. It's just it's a long season. It's a brutal position to stay healthy at, I think, sometimes. And he's going to get plenty of reps.
All right, Paul, I want to ask you this one. For the last 3 years, the Steelers offensively have been 21st in scoring, 26th and 27th. This is all under Matt Canada. What percentage would you put in first year with Arthur Smith as the play caller? Seeing what you know so far and what you may expect from this team, where do you think they'll fall in terms of points scored? Well, give me a percentage.
Percentage, or do you mean like
you mean like top 10?
Yeah, like where will they end up as an offense?
I'm going to say they will end up in the 13 to 15 range, somewhere like close to the middle.
Well, 24 points a game will get you in the top 10. I don't think they're going to get there. I agree with Paul. I think they'll be at about 22. And I'm definitely willing to entertain the thought that the wheels absolutely come off on this thing. And it's, and it's worse than the Matt Canada situation. It's worse. I'm at least willing to entertain that. I mean, this whole thing could fall apart this year, Bob. That's kind of the vibe I got the other night. I'm a little bit, since I'm removed from it now by a day or two, I don't necessarily have the thought as strong as I did. But is this the year that the wheels just come off the Tomlin regime? It's possible.
Let's talk about
Russell Wilson better be good.
Yeah, let's talk about the red zone. They have not really had a lot of success in the red zone. Part of the reason why they ended up 21, 26, and 27 in terms of ranking for scoring. Of the people on this roster right now, who will have the most red zone touchdowns?
I think they're getting Pickens more, making it a point to get him more involved in the red zone. There's just no reason not to throw the ball up to him in the red zone.
I think it's going to be red zone touchdowns is going to be Najee Harris. Running and receiving.
All right.
I think they'll get him the ball, yes.
Now I want to give you a hockey question. Here's a hockey question, and it's not really one that I don't think deserves a whole lot of debate, but Sidney Crosby still has not decided what to do with a contract. Now, he has a year left, but this is that they've been talking and talking, and normally I think everyone said, oh, it's birthday, 87, 87, 87. He'll get his $8.7 million, and that'll be the number, and he'll sign it for 3 or 4 years. If there is a reason why it's being delayed, Paul, what do you think it is?
I think that Sidney Crosby is seriously contemplating what's next. Does he want to sign a four-year deal here, knowing that for probably 4 years he's going to play on a bad team? Does he want to think about maybe ring chasing, so to speak, even though he has rings? Does he want to play 2 years maybe and be done? I think he's probably really, really thinking long and hard about his future.
It's a delay, according to who, Bob? The people who think
if you look at previous times he signed, it's been well in advance of this, and it just so happens that he is on a team now, which is the oldest team in hockey. He's part of that, but he still has a lot of game to offer a team. I'm just asking, based on history, he signed these things earlier. Why now is it taking a little longer? And again, this may be much ado about nothing. I acknowledge that, but I'm just asking why. If there is a delay, and if it hasn't happened, what do you think that delay would be for?
I don't think there's a delay, but thank you for asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he's going to sign this deal during
camp.
Well,
I think there is a delay from this standpoint. We have, I think, Cal Dubas, or is it Cal Dubas? No, I'm sorry. We have people reporting that, according to sources, the Penguins have basically told Sidney Crosby they can't make any other move until they get him settled. So that is a delay because that's a problem. I mean,
well, what other moves are they trying to make at this point?
Signing other free agents or whatever, making a trade even for someone. They need to know what their you know most important player in contract is before they can figure out what they're going to do around it.
I think the premise to Bob's question is entirely misguided.
Okay.
What's that?
How?
Sorry. I'm kidding, half kidding, but I honestly don't think there's a delay here. I think he's going to sign a new deal in training camp.
I do too, but I think there is some concern about where this is all headed here, and I think that could be part of it. There could be conversations going on about that.
You're allowed to have that concern, Bob, but I don't share it.
All right. From what you know, and I don't know that there's much more a roster shuffling that can go on with this team, and you probably haven't looked at this long enough, but I have, and some of the teams in the Eastern Conference look really good and improved. Where will the Penguins be? Will it be a playoff year, yes or no, or will it be a third year of no playoffs?
I think they're going to be a playoff team, and I'm not buying this notion that because this guy's collecting second and third round picks that they're in the state of a major rebuild. They're trying to win, and they're trying to win right now, and I actually think they have a better roster than people want to give them credit for. I'm not going to give them the compliment or the low pressure description of low expectations. I'm not going to relieve them of that. They should absolutely be a playoff team based on what they're paying guys and based on pedigree. I think a lot of NHL teams would like to have a top line of Sidney Crosby, Brian Rust, Drew O'Connor. I think Rickard Rakell can go back and have a good year. I like Michael Bunning. They've collected veteran role players. They've got about eight of them. They should be able to cobble together a bottom six. And then you have Erik Karlsson, who just won the Norris Trophy 2 years ago. Letang, who can still play. Pettersson, who's a good player. And you better have your goalie play up to his pedigree. I'm not going to unburden them by saying, oh, who expects anything from the poor little Penguins these days? I do. Based on their star power, based on their pedigree, and based on their salaries, they better make the playoffs.
All right, now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Paul, you want to respond to that?
If they don't make the playoffs, then there absolutely needs to be some real serious soul searching about changes that need to be made. That being said, they're not going to make the playoffs, so we should just start the process right now. Their goaltending is still not good enough, and I don't care what anybody says. Their goaltending is still not good enough, and, you know, that's a huge part of the game. Their stars are good, but guess what? They're all a year older now. And all of these veteran guys that you keep telling me that they've deposited around the stars, they're all basically five guys named Mo. In other words, I don't think that they've gotten any better than they were. I think they're probably a little bit worse. I think Cal Dubas, and I don't want to necessarily let him completely off the hook, but I do agree the fact that there are certain things that probably are standing in the way from him just taking the nuke to the whole thing, blowing it up, and starting over.
Hey, so you're not of the belief that Anthony Beauvillier or Emil Bemstrom or Cody Glass will make a difference? Because
I think Anthony Beauvillier could be a good player for them.
Yeah, I do too. I've always liked his game, but again, it depends on the fit that they have.
I'm still trying to get over Sully's season-ending news conference. This is a guy who walked in here all those years ago and put the stars in their place. and was, you know, a drill sergeant. And now, after this season, instead of saying we missed the playoffs again, this is unacceptable, it starts with me, this is never going to happen again, we failed, I failed, we got this from Sully. And I quote, this, by the way, for a team that quit around the Gensel trade. I've said on a couple of occasions we're proud of the group for their performance down the stretch. There were a lot of excuses out there to go in a different direction, and they chose not to. I think that speaks volumes for the character of the people in the room, the professionalism of the group. I couldn't be more proud of the effort and the investment. What are we giving the Penguins participation medals now, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, that was a disturbing thought, only because, yeah, you could say that, but the expectations coming into the season were the same as they've been, and that is not only to get to the playoffs, but to last longer in the playoffs. I mean, their budget is tied to all of this.
And by the way, this GM gave the goalie $27 million, right? Mm-hmm. He gave Carlson, in the future at least, they still owe him, what, 40? He threw $27 million at Ryan Graves. So win is what I would say, because that's what you're trying to do. I'm not giving him the excuse of he's trying to rebuild either. He's trying to win now, and he's thrown a ton of money at trying to win now, so they better win.
On the topic of defensemen, since you brought them both up, Erik Karlsson, Ryan Graves, those are the two guys he brought in. Both did not have good seasons by the standards that they have shown before. So which one of these two will have better second years with the Penguins?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I'll go with Erik Karlsson. I mean, I think he's got too much pedigree. I think he's got too much, you know, star power, whatever you want to say, for him to not at least bounce back somewhat and be better than he was last year, especially on the power play. So I'll say Karlsson.
I mean, it better be Karlsson. Graves was a disaster. And, of course, you know, it feels like the Penguin media just wants to give Dubas a pass on everything. Like, does anybody mention that he threw $28 million at Ryan Graves? Does that matter to anybody and how bad he was? Who advised him on that pickup? However, I also can't believe that Graves is as bad as he showed. I just can't believe that. A guy who was plus a million in his years in Colorado and New Jersey, he can't be that bad. Find a role for him to play. And then Karlsson, man, was that a disaster, especially the power play. I think he's probably overrated as a power play guy. Again, coaching comes in to a lot of this. Find a way to accentuate Erik Karlsson. That's your job, not mine.
All right.
I won the Norris Trophy. He's incredibly talented. Find a way to make it work, Sully and David Quinn.
One final Penguin-related question. Tristan Jarry, yes or no, will be the goaltender at the start of the season and at the end of the season?
I mean, if he starts the season, I'll say yes, he'll be there at the end because they won't be able to trade him because nobody's going to want him. So yes, and yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Listen, don't mistake my saying that Tristan Jarry needs to play up to his pedigree for the money that they're paying him, as I think he will. But we've seen he's made two All-Star teams. The Penguins obviously believe in him big time. They threw $27 million at him. We've seen him play really well. So I think he's capable of it, Bob, and I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes that Tristan Jarry will have a good year.
All right, if he does, then Blomqvist and others never going to get a chance here.
If he has a good year, then I guess they have a shot to make the playoffs, but I can't see that. I just can't. I'm sorry.
I mean, why don't we ever talk about the money that this guy threw around, Bob? All I ever hear about Kyle Dubas is poor, handcuffed Kyle Dubas. He came in to an unwinnable situation, and now look at the big rebuild he's launched with a bunch of third-round picks. Kyle Dubas came here to win now. He was given tens of millions of dollars to throw at people. He threw it at him last offseason, and he's still living with that, and they better perform. That's what I would say. The Gensel deal was the one concession to the future. Having said that, they brought in a guy who is exactly what they needed in Bunting. Look what the power play did before Bunting and after Bunting.
Yes, Bunting is a different kind of player.
Bunting was bad.
Bunting is bad in baseball,
bunting
is good in hockey.
No, for Sheltie maybe.
Yeah. Luckily, the Penguins' bunting is better than the Pirates' bunting.
All right, one final question. This is a Pirate question, Joe, so I'm not going to step on your topics because I know you have them coming up, but this will segue into the break, which will lead to your Pirate discussion. But this is a global question. After 5 years of this regime, where they are, what do you think most likely will happen in the offseason? Blow up, start over with different people in those positions, stay the course?
Well, I saw Bob Smyzik weighed in on this, and he said he's convinced, basically, that Bob Nutting will get rid of Derek Shelton. I'm not. I don't know how many years Derek Shelton has left on his deal, because the Pirates actually had the nerve to keep that a secret. I don't know how many other coaches, managers, contracts in all of sports are a secret right now. I think it's outrageous that we don't know, that the fans don't know, how long the, you know, essentially the head coach of the team is signed for. But that's beside the point. I think he keeps everything in place myself. I disagree with Smyzik. I think that Shelton's back, and then I think Charrington's back, Bob. I mean, Paul. I think both.
I think that they're not going to fire one without the other. So I think if Bob Nutting is going to keep Charrington in place, he's not going to fire Derek Shelton either. I just can't see.
All right, well,
separating. I can't see him separating it like that. I just can't.
So what would be the message going into year six then?
Here's the thing. If this goes as it stands, okay, they're going to do Bob what, and I keep trying to tell people this. They're going to do what they often do, which is, okay, we're going to make you fire a few of your coaches. We're going to make you make a few of your man, you know, your hitting instructors at the minors. We're going to make you clean a few of those guys out, make them the sacrificial lamb. But the next step is you're done.
The message, Bob, is that they want next year to be 2013. So let's not forget, after 11-12, which were Clint Hurdle's first two seasons, he was a bust. They were a bust. They had collapsed both years with historic losing streaks, and they were on the hot seat, or at least people like me and you were saying they should be on the hot seat. I'm talking Hurdle and Huntington, and they gave them one more chance. So I think that would be the message, is you guys get one more chance to make this into 2013 next year.
Does that chance include an expanded budget?
It better, but it probably won't, not by much.
Well, it depends on what expanded means.
In other words, spend more in the offseason where you have so many questions offensively.
Well, I mean, I think, again, you got to remember they're going to be shaving $14 million off essentially by getting rid of Rowdy and Chapman. They're probably not going to be back. So that's $14 million right there. So they could actually subtract that. And then, so I don't know how much.
They got to get to $100 million.
They do have to get to $100 million. But my point is, what are they, about 81 right now or something like
they're
that?
Second lowest in baseball.
Something like that, whatever it is. So, you know, and my thing is, even if you just doubled that money, you committed to we're going to pay $14 million more than we're doing this year. I mean, you kind of essentially would have $30 million to play with, you know, in many ways.
Well, Bob, I thank you for that. Your questions were insightful, poignant, well-intentioned, riveting, controversial, well thought out, and perfectly delivered.
And no overlap.
And they didn't overlap. You're absolutely right. That was a good showdown, Paul. Would you agree?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.